Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. I'm Dan, the Produce Man, along with
Patrick Kelly, everyone.
Yes, folks, thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Today's show is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast. Also, Ekra Fruit Bananas. Oh, man, they're fair trade, and boy, are they good. And Owyhee Produce and Buck Naked Onions. So stay tuned for more information on that. Patrick, since the last time that we met here in the field, did you and are you eating your fresh fruit and vegetables?
I am so ready to talk about that because as I talk to many people every single week about eating fresh produce, that's right, everyone. I started to compare myself with those avid CrossFit people that are always talking about CrossFit, Dan. And they're all like, did you do your push-ups today? I'm like, hey, did you eat your fruit today? What about your veggies, man? Like, you know what I mean?
I've turned into
fruit ninja slash veg head over here, man.
You know, Patrick, speaking of walking the talk, what you described as far as CrossFit trainers, you know, I start my day every day with fresh juice, green juice. And do you know that when you start your day with fresh made juice, that your stomach, when you eat something, whatever it is, your whole system starts to go to work on processing it. But man, when you get that green juice in you first thing in the morning, man, your system's happy. Let me tell you, it gets you sparked up and ready to roll.
Ready for the day, right?
That's right. So we have some things happening in fresh produce. Let's get right into it. You know, there's issues with the fungus among us. That's right. No, don't look at your feet, Patrick. We're talking mushrooms. While demand continues to increase, there seems to be quality problems with the substrate that the mushrooms are grown on, particularly with oysters and shiitakes. The price of the substrate for the oysters has risen significantly. The quality is way down. That's on the substrate. So the growers are getting way less yields, putting them in the negative, and we all know that's no good. And the logs that the shiitakes grow on are coming from China, and their prices have risen drastically. Where a year ago the cost of a container coming into the U.S. ran $3,000, that cost has gone up to $16,000, and by the end of the month, $20,000. So that's a lot of dough there, folks, just to get that product over here.
So does that mean, Dan, that the prices are going to go up to the consumers?
Well, I would think so, because look, if the substrate is subpar quality and they're not producing enough mushrooms, and the growers are paying a higher price for them, that means they're losing money. And you know what happens when a business constantly loses money? So,
I mean, I have an idea. Let's be real.
Yes. Now, there is controversy with the substrate that's imported from China. According to a report by Far West Fungi, a reputable mushroom producer here in the San Francisco Bay Area, quote, fully incubated and colonized logs made out of 100% Chinese materials, including Chinese water, Chinese sawdust, and Chinese spawn, are held at 0 degrees Celsius and shipped across the high seas. When the logs are exposed to the perfect fruiting conditions in the USA, they produce mushrooms, often certified organic by U.S. certifiers, and then labeled product of USA, end quote. Now, we do have some domestic substrate producers here, but they're a dying breed because it's a learned trade. There's specific recipes that they have to put together, and sterilization and pasteurization processes. All that has to be learned, and a well-seasoned pro at it has been at it for a few decades. But with all the imports, the American producers just can't compete, so we lose them. Look what happens. Our dependence on foreign product is increased, and now we're at the mercy of higher prices and subpar quality from imports. So that's a little mushroom situation right now.
That's
folks.
A little fun guy information.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, as I was shopping about a week ago at Costco, and you guys got to check out the YouTube channel. We've got a Costco video that's up there shopping produce. And my daughter, Lily, was like, oh, Dad, can we get mushrooms? And I'm like, sweetheart, you don't like mushrooms. She's like, yeah, I do. I was like, they're the ones that are in our soup when we go. And she's like, oh, yeah. Like, she's like, oh, yeah. I don't want those. And then And then on another one, you know, like, totally off topic, but like talking tomatoes, she was like, oh, I've never tried tomatoes. I was like, say that with a straight face. And then she starts cracking up laughing, right? So I think it's hilarious. I mean, you know, it took me a long time to like mushrooms, the fungus, right? I remember as a kid kicking over cow patties, Dan, if you know what I'm saying. You know, just
the different kind of mushrooms here, Patrick.
Those there's mushrooms all over the place, everyone. Yeah, I definitely think that mushrooms definitely a staple item in the kitchen. Definitely always a staple item in my fridge. But you know what's interesting? I've also noticed another item out there is the peppers. I'm a huge fan of the sweet bell peppers. I'm a huge fan of the orange ones too, Dan, or the Hawaiian ones. Oh my gosh, have you seen those ones that are in the store?
Yes. Yeah,
they drive me wild because I just love the color. I love how it blends this orange and yellow and red, and it just looks so good. And you know, shout out to our buddy that's the red pepper king, Paul Manfrey. We gotta give a shout out to the red pepper king, man, right?
I think darn right, man.
Yeah, down there in Texas. But looking at some of the pepper supply, I mean, just what the sources that we've been getting from, you know, Michigan and Canada can continue to produce steady volumes, you know, so you will see good pepper volume in the marketplace. A lot of the regions though are starting to fall off. Heck, I have some peppers right here in front of me. These are from Sunset. I love their label. Oh, one just fell out. Inspired by flavor, definitely is, and they look flavorful to everyone. That's what I love about it. So plenty of product. As I was in Costco the other day, there's plenty of it in there. There's plenty at Publix as well. Obviously, being here in Tampa, Florida, I get a lot of these big grocery stores, the same at Earth Fair or any of the other ones. They've got good supply out there. Over a week old. These are still, listen to this, Dan. You hear that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's solid. Now, are those hothouse peppers? Because you get right now, you got peppers out of hothouses and out of the fields.
Well, these are they Sunset Farms? So I'm not sure if they're full greenhouse or if they have outside or inside. I'm not sure. That'd be a good question. We're gonna have to get them on the show and ask them some questions about peppers. So Sunset, if you're listening, we want to know a little bit more about these peppers that we have. So again, plenty of supply out there, plenty of good color out there, and really, really fresh at this point. Now, remember, there are going to be other areas that are going to be starting that as a consumer, you might not know about. Heck, did you know that Georgia produces around mid-October bell peppers? I mean, this is something being in the South, I'm starting to learn about, Dan. So that's also really cool. And I got to do it again. Ready? Hey, hold on, everybody. Listen. Shh, shh, shh. You hear that pepper? You know, some people get excited about when a golf ball hits a golf club. Not me, Dan. Not me, my friend. Flick that pepper.
Darn right. You should check out the Vegetable Orchestra sometime on YouTube. You should see those guys.
Oh, my goodness.
They take all kinds of fruits and vegetables, and they make real instruments out of them, and then they play concerts.
Oh, my gosh.
The Vegetable Orchestra. So everyone
check that out. Cool. Now, that'd be a great segment to have them on the show. I'd love to see a cucumber being played like a flute. I'd love to see a banana like a trombone. I could see it now, Dan. I could see it now. Well,
they go shopping for specific vegetables. They have to pick. Now, look, they're picking them out for instruments, so they're not picking them out to eat. So it's a whole different ball game. Speaking of peppers, though, have you ever had shishito peppers?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you know what padron peppers are?
Nope. See, I'm learning today. Listen, I have not been a pepper fan until I met Paul Manfrey of like 2 years ago. That's it.
Pepper Paul,
well, baby.
Right now, the stores should be loaded with shishito peppers because it's late August, so they've been growing in the fields everywhere, and they are available year-round, but mostly popular in the summertime when they're most abundant. Now, it's a Japanese frying pepper, similar to the Spanish padron. Both are fantastic, fried or roasted. Now, they're mostly mild, but in average, 1 in 10 peppers is hot. So you'll be eating them, and then you'll get a surprise. Now, what you do with
these
is...
And then all of a sudden, Yahtzee!
Oh, yes, exactly. But if you're prepared for it, then you know it's coming. It's kind of like putting a little bit too much wasabi on your sushi.
When you get that extra little taste and you're like, you know, when your significant other looks at you and goes, are you okay? And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Sinuses are cleared, that's for sure.
Do you need a drink? No, that'll make it worse at this point.
Yeah, well, actually, that's true with hot peppers. Water is not the solution. The only solution to getting really hot pepper on your tongue and being painful is time. And in time,
it
that's
is.
It. In 5 minutes, it'll go away. Now, in peppers, capsaicin is what gives them their heat. And that's located in that white pith inside the peppers. A lot of people think it's in the seeds, and it is. But it's also located mostly in the white pith of the pepper. That's why you see people hollowing out a jalapeno sometimes to make it a little bit milder. But these shishitos, these are the frying peppers where you get the sesame oil or olive oil if you want to use it, really hot in a pan. And you throw these in until they blister. And then you take them out, you throw some salt on them, and you sit there and eat them like chips. They serve in a lot of bars. People have them with beer. They're just a fantastic, absolutely tasty treat. Shishito peppers, padron peppers, get them, folks, because they're absolutely delicious.
They're going to be on the list. They are going to be on the list. I'm trying them. I mean, heck, I've been trying so many different fruits and vegetables lately. It's just what we got to do. Speaking, though, of that banana, because we've talked about it so many times, let's take a quick break and hear from some of those sponsors and then get right back to talking produce.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
Welcome to Equifruit, an importer and marketer of fresh bananas. Equifruit is committed to 100% fair trade, which means no crummy wages, super safe working conditions, and nothing but love for the ladies. Driving innovation through impossible to ignore merchandising, Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. I'm Dan the Produce Man.
And I'm Patrick Kelly.
So what do your local stores have on sale there this week, Patrick?
It's really interesting because at first glance, I was on the hunt for that buck naked onion, everyone. You know, Owyhee Produce has that buck naked onion on the loose. And I just can't get over, our advertisement because I'm on the lookout. I am on the lookout, folks. And if I find this buck naked onion, he's going down. Because at some point, it's like I spy everyone. I'm going to find this buck naked onion. But yeah, right off the bat.
Streaking onion.
Yeah, right off the bat. Listen, you hear this? I was able to go purchase some more of the Zespri Kiwi Fruit, the Sun Golds, everyone. So I have a Sun Gold. It's individually packaged. I had to at least throw that out there. But looking at it, BOGOs. I'm seeing a lot of onions, right? Green, yellow onions, everyone. I mean, Southeast Grocers, we got Winn-Dixie. They've got yellow onions. Buy one, get one free. It's amazing. They've got potatoes. Buy one, get one free. So a lot of the local grocery stores have some BOGO deals. And then speaking of peppers, Dan, I've been seeing $2 for $3 on peppers, orange, reds, yellows. But then remember, you got Costco. They've got the 8-pack in there. That's obviously a really good price. That's comparison with the local stores. You said it last week, Dan. Peaches and nectarines. Stone fruit season is here, everyone. Heck, Dan, guess what I just got? Renee just picked up. My wife's name is Renee, everyone. Renee just went to Walmart. And inside the Walmart pickup, because we were getting some normal stuff, they had Trinity Fruit Company's peaches. And it was farm to you, individually packaged peaches just for us. And I loved it. So a lot is going on right now. Grapes, they got the razzle dazzle reds out, right? The greens, a lot of being promoted right now is produce. Heck, almost the entire back page is called Fresh Deals by Winn-Dixie and Southeast Grocers. I mean, they've got the classic premium coleslaw mixes, the spinach mixes, the seedless mini watermelons, and heck, Dan, for the first time in a long time, guess what's promoted right next to the organic produce? Floral, baby. That's right. We got some nice bouquets right on the back page of Winn-Dixie. And then going through, as you know, I have Aldi's and Save-A-Lot right down the street from me. They're promoting oranges heavily, and along with grapes as well. And I'm telling you, melons are still a staple item, Dan. I'm still seeing melons.
Oh, of course. We'll have melons right up into October.
Out. It's summertime, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
All the way through. Yeah. So seeing a lot of good deals. I will tell you, there are some price comparisons. Obviously, the demographics, the geographical locations mean a lot. Right here, you got 95 cents per pound on California red seedless grapes at Aldi's. Well, turn around, you go to Save-A-Lot, and it's $1.49 a pound for the same red seedless grapes. Now, jump over over to our buddies at Winn-Dixie that are promoting produce like kings. They're at $2.49 a pound, but that is the razzle dazzle, everyone. And now, Dan, I got to jump back real quick.
Grapes?
That California, yeah, these are all California grapes.
Our heads are $2.99 here, so.
Oh my goodness!
Get that all the way on the East Coast.
I just saw in the left corner the mix and match deal, and you're gonna love it. I can't wait, Dan. Ready? Celery hearts and 1 pound bag of mushrooms. Boom! $2 for $5. They're doing the mix and match on the celery and mushrooms.
Get me on a flight till Florida.
Right? You're on, Dan. Let's go. We've got it. We've got your favorite thing. So a lot of cool things. One other thing I noticed this week, Dan. A lot of promotions on green peppers, cucumbers, and pineapples. I have not seen pineapples this low since the pandemic when they were going for 99 cents a pineapple, $1.59 each for a pineapple.
Wow. What size pineapple is that? Have you seen them or are you just seeing it in the ad?
No, I mean, they're the size of a quarter in the ad.
Well, there you go. That's something unique. Yes.
It's like they should put on the mirrors. You know, the mirrors say objects in the mirrors may be closer right. than they appear. They should say that on the ads and the circular. Items and ads are smaller than they appear in person.
You know, that's funny. Well, obviously, look, our last big summer fruit, summer melon, summer corn push is Labor Day weekend, which is coming upon us. It's soon, that's for sure. Here we have, looks like some Bartlett pears at $1.99. Corn, $2 for $1 in one store and $5 for $2 in another store. Of course, watermelons. Oh, yeah, I do see Del Monte pineapples, $2 for $7.
That's still kind of a regular price, though. $2 for $7. I mean, what? That's between $3 and $3.50 a pineapple. I mean, that's still a pretty normal price.
Well, it depends on the size. If they're nice.
True. If it's 5 or 6 or, you know, if it gets to an 8, you know, you're looking at, I call those grenades, those little tiny 8s and 9s. But yeah, you're right. I'll tell you what, everyone. This week alone, I have just seen so much more. Now, I will tell you, I had a buddy out in L.A. that was talking about they were ordering off of the other platforms. You know, Dan, I have the FlavorWave platform. Strawberries and blueberries, they have not been great, everyone. Maybe just in my neck of the woods. I've heard even in Los Angeles County. I mean, what's going on with the strawberries and blueberries right now?
Salinas is wrapping up. So anything in Salinas and Watsonville area is their older plants stressed out from the summer heat. And you have Santa Maria starting up, but their yield is light. So you're just in between right now. And, you know, and the demand is there. We have to fill that demand with something. And so
that's very true.
Where it's at. And blueberries, I mean, you still have some California stuff under the hoops. And then you have the Northwest winding down. You know, we're going to be getting up from Mexico pretty soon.
Yeah, I switched to frozen berries, Dan. I switched over. They weren't holding up in the fridge that well anymore. You know, and I went down the frozen fruit section. It's, listen, everybody's just as good as the fresh fruit section, and sometimes it's okay because I didn't want to waste the fruit, Dan, because I wasn't eating enough strawberries. And as you know, I always had strawberries sitting in my fridge for a week. That's not good, right? So even for a smoothie, that's not good.
You can actually throw a clamshell of berries into your freezer if you know that you're going to use them within a few weeks and you want to keep them from going bad because you just can't get to them right away. Just throw the whole clamshell in your freezer. There's nothing wrong with it. It'll work perfectly, and then you just throw them right into your smoothies.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Listen, learning something new every single day from you, Dan. I mean, that's kind of the cool stuff about it. So everybody, you hear it. If you're going to use it, put it in your freezer. It's completely okay. And I know I'm going to use it. So Dan, it's been a ball as always, man, going back and forth, talking fresh produce. I love seeing the circulars. You know, it's been so long back when I used to work in corporate, I used to go to all these stores and pick out all these circulars every week and try to find, you know, oh, I think my produce is in here. Oh, and I'm going to this store. And I try to find my labels. It's getting kind of cool going back to the circulars because it's showing really what's out in the market. Now, people, when you look at these circulars, you got to notice that there is produce everywhere that you look, from the front page to the back page, because those recipes that are on top, they've got potatoes in it. They have parsley. I can see it. They've got tomatoes and salads. Everything is produce. So everyone, produce people, eat your produce. If you're not produce people, eat more produce. Okay, everyone? Hey, this episode, I want to give a huge shout out to Winn-Dixie, Aldi's, Save-A-Lot, Robinson Fresh, Golden Star Citrus, and Trinity Fruit Company for this lovely information that we get on some of the updates, Dan.
Yeah, I want to thank Guan's Mushrooms, also Dan's Farmer's Market for the fresh produce, and also, of course, Equifruit and Oahe Produce Buck Naked Onions. Be sure to catch the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly and the Produce Industry Show on YouTube, as well as the Produce Industry app. You're definitely going to want to download that now. Also, check out my YouTube channel called Dan the Produce Man, and you can get all of my social media at DanTheProduceMan.com. That's it for this week, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to tune in again next week to Fresh from the Field Fridays from the Produce Industry Podcast. Until then, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.